Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Matzia Daf Mem Gimel. We are holding right on top of the Mishnah. Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. A person leaves his money with a Shulchani, a fellow that sits in front of a table, basically changing money. So he gave it to the money changer, who typically needs access to all types of currencies and monies. So the question is, can he use the money that I gave him as a deposit? It depends in what format I gave it to him. Im tzrurin, if they're tied and bundled up, lo yishtamish ben, he shouldn't be using them. That's an indication that I'm uninterested in him accessing my money. In which case, if he's not going to have use, then he's merely a shomer chinam. He's guarding, he's watching my money free of charge. L'fichach, therefore, im avdu, if it gets lost, einoy chayav acharius, and the shomer is not responsible. However, if the money was mutarin, released, meaning open, accessible, rather than tied up, that's an indication of my willingness to allow him access. Yishtamish bahen. He can use it. L'fichach im avdu chayav acharius. On the flip side, if it gets lost, he's fully responsible because he's a shayel. He borrowed my money. That's regarding your shulchani. It's a bala bayis. What if I put my money by my friend, a plain homeowner? The assumption there is that's meant to be put aside and not used. So it doesn't really matter bein tzrurin or bein mutarin, whether it's bundled or not. Lo yishtamish ben, he shouldn't be using them. Therefore, he's just a shomer chinam. He's not responsible for these types of events. L'fichach im avdu, if it gets lost, eino yechai v'charyusim. What about a chenvani, a grocer, who at times can use a little extra change? What status does he have? Kebala bayis. Rameir says, well, he's like kebala bayis, in which case, he's not meant to make use of this money. Rabbi Da'iva, no, chenvani ke shulchani, we give him the status of shulchani, therefore it depends if it was sealed or unsealed. Asks the Gemara, so if it's closed up, if it's tzerurin, if it's bundled up, mishum de tzerurin lo yishtamash behen, the shulchani shouldn't be using it? Rashi explains. The Gemara means to ask, look, the running assumption is that a shulchani can use money. Right? So, unless the mafke, the owner, indicates clearly otherwise, then the assumption is that he'll use it. Now, Rashi says, it's derech kol adam, it's common practice for a person to, you know, tie up his money. Put it in a sealed envelope, right? So, in what way is the money tzrurin, right, in tzrurin format, any way an indication that I'm uninterested in him accessing my money? Everybody tells that. Rav Asi, no, it was unusually sealed. Amar Yehuda, b'tzrurin v'chasum shanu. It was tied up in this bundle, but it was also sealed, indicating no access. Rav Mori, Amar b'kasha mishuna. It was tied with an unusual knot, indicating no tampering allowed. Yigadamri, there's another version. Boy, Rav Mori. Mori wasn't sure of Mori. Is Keser Mishuna Mai? What is the status of this unusual knot? Does that indicate hands off or not? Take it, we leave it standing. Mutar Nishtamash Behen, but if it's open and accessible, that allows the Shulchani to use it. Question. What status does the Shulchani have? What level of responsibility does he carry? We have several levels, right? We have a Shomer Chinam, a fellow who is watching it just free of charge. He's not responsible for, you know, typical events like Gneva, Aveda, right? Certainly not if it happened by accident and oinus. But a Shomer Sachar, fellow who's getting a fee for watching, his responsibilities rise to a higher level. He's responsible even for lost or stolen, but not for accidents. A shayil, on the other hand, the person who's borrowing the item, he gets the highest level of responsibility, even for an accident. So the question is, a shulchani, who may use the money, what status does he have? Omer Rav Huna, afilu nasu. So certainly if he's actually using it, he's a shayil. He's chayav for oinus, but just by having the ability to use it, the potential to use it. Rav Huna says, that already makes him a shayil. Since he has access to that money, he's the status of a shayel and he's chayav for oines. Asks the Gemara, va'avdu katani. But the Mishnah speaks about plain losing. Who says that he's even chayav for an oines? Maybe he's only considered a shomer sachar. Well, Kadarabba, as Rabba says, Dama Rabba Nignavu Ulistin Mizuyan, we speak about getting stolen, it means through an armed robber, which is an accident, which is beyond your control. Avdu lost means of the Svinas Mayam, his ship sunk at sea, which is beyond his control. And that's Rapuna's opinion. But even though he didn't use it yet, he has the status of a Shayel with a heightened sense of responsibility, even for Oynes. Rav Nachman Amar, he disagrees. Sure, if he's using it, of course, but prior to actually using it, meaning just having the potential, the allowance, the green light to use it, that doesn't constitute a Shayel, and therefore Nan Tzuloi, if it happened to an Oynes, he's not Chayev. He's merely a Shemesh Sachar, that's it. Amalei Rav or Rav Nachman. So Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, I don't understand this sort of middle stage. Your opinion is that until he uses it, he's not chayav for oynes, he's not a shoyel. Al malei have a shoyel alayu, right? Apparently you don't consider him a shoyel. So what is he? If he's not yet a shoyel, then he's not really getting benefit, right? You're not considering him a borrower at this point yet until he uses it. So shemesh sachar na malei havi. So why is he shemesh sachar? Why is he chayav for aveda or geneva? He's not getting paid. And use? He doesn't have usage yet, as you said. Rav Nachman says, no, not so far. Bahamad Dinlach, I agree with you in this regard, that he's a Shemer Sacher. He's willingly submitting himself to the status, to be labeled a Shemer Sacher. You know why? The Hoyle Venana, since he has benefit. Look, he's living at ease. He knows that he has access to this money if he ever needs to. So, he has a sense of appreciation, Mahana. He's willing to submit himself and commit himself to a greater achrayis, level of responsibility, and the Gemara explains, but what no? Due to this benefit, the imis rami lezvina, if he encounters some lucrative business offer which requires him to have money on the spot, the isle rafcha, which can bring him in profit, zavan behu, he will use this money to buy that merchandise. So he has immediate benefit, right? Ongoing sense of security, and that is enough to trigger that reciprocatory feeling of, you know, appreciation. He allows himself to be considered Shemes Sachar, and he's willingly accepting upon himself Achrayas for Geneva Vaveda. So bottom line is like this. A person is just watching something free of charge, of course he's a Shemer Chinam. If he's actually using it, he's a Shoyel. What if he's allowed to use it? Rav Huna says he's a Shoyel. Rav Nachman says Shemer Sachar. Eisvi Rav Nachman, Rav Huna? He's going to ask Rav Huna a question. You consider him a Shoyel just because he has the allowance? Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchanit. We have a treasurer of Hegdish money who deposited this money by a Shulchanit. Im Tzerurin Leishtamesh Behem. So if it's tied up, he shouldn't be using it. Lefichachim Haitzi. So therefore, if the Shulchanit actually uses it, he actually diverted Hegdish money for private use, he's in trouble. Leimor La Gizbar. The Gizbar is not culpable because he didn't facilitate this use. He tied it up, not expecting the Shulchanit to use it. But v'imutar, if he gave it to him open, yishtamash behen, that's an indication that the Shulchanit can access the money. And therefore, it's the Gizbar's fault for allowing it. Lefichach im haitzi, so if he spent it, ma'al ha-Gizbar, the Gizbar is at fault. And we learned that, you know, we learned that in Kedushin, although typically, ein shliach l'dvar avera, if somebody does an avera on your behalf, he's responsible, not you. But when it comes to certain cases like mi'ila, the sender, the facilitator is responsible. Now the question is, v'amr safilu nansu, according to Rav Huna, that when one has access to money, he's considered a shoyel and responsible for oynes. It's as though it's spent already, because it's like in his possession, my area haitzi. So why? We have two cases in this Mishnah, right? If it's bundled up, he shouldn't be using it. If he used it, the gizbar is not responsible. If it's open and accessible, he can use it. And if he ends up spending it, the gizbar is chayev. Now, according to Rav Huna, even prior to spending, it is already considered in your domain because you have access to it. My area haitzi. Why mention that he spent it? Afilu lo haitzi nami. Even if he didn't actually spend it, but if he had the ability to spend it and the allowance to spend and the green light to spend it, then it's in his possession, in his care. He's a shoyel. That's considered diverting hegdish money, even without actually spending it. You're right, Amalei, he says you're right. Who adin the afgad loy haitzi? The same exact halacha would apply even if he didn't actually spend it. Because once he becomes a shoyel, because he has the ability to spend it, the money is now considered under his domain, under his care. It has been diverted from hegdish care to his care. V'aydi the tana reisha haitzi, on account of the first part of the Mishnah, which stresses that even though he spent it, but since it wasn't with a green light from the Gizbar is not chayiv. So the chiddush there is, even though he spent it, still he's not responsible. Tana nami seifa. Tana seifa nami hoitzi. That's why the seifa as well mentioned hoitzi, although the same exact halacha would apply even before actually spending it. Once he has the allowance to spend it, it changes the equation. Continues the Mishnah. Shaleach yad bepikadim. A shomer reached out and misused the item under his care. He was entrusted with an item. He went and he took it and he used it, spent it, destroyed it, ate it. And there was a fluctuation in price between then and now. B'shamer Abram, he has to pay it up in full. Yilke, he loses b'chaser, whether it went down in value. So let's say he started tinkering with it on Sunday when it was worth $2, and he actually spent it on Monday when it went down to $1, he has to pay $2 based on former value. Will be yes, sir. And likewise, if it increased in value, if from tinkering with it on Sunday, when it was only worth $1, to actually using it, spending it, destroying it on Monday, it went up to $2, he has to pay $2 to the owner. Will be still learning? No, because it's all about when he spent it. The Gemara will discuss this. It's all about when the claim was presented to him in the Bezin. Okay, we'll see this in the Gemara. But first, let's see a halacha from Rabba. I'm a Rabba. Ha'iman the gazal chavisa de chamer mechavri. A person steals a barrel of wine from his friend. Meikara shavi zusa. On Sunday, when he stole it, it was worth one coin, $1. Hashta shavi arba. On Monday, it was worth $4. Tavra oishasu. So on Monday, he either broke the barrel or drank it up. Mishalam arba. He'll have to pay $4. Itbar memela. But let's say it broke on its own. Mishalom zuz only pay one zuz as per yesterday's value. Why? My time, why? Kivon di isa. And the question is, look, he stole it on Sunday, right? And the Mishnah Baba Kama says, you're responsible based on the item's value at the time of theft. Of the theft. At the time of the theft on Sunday was worth $1. So why are you obligating him to pay $4? The answer is like this, my time. Kivon di isa. Since if the barrel would be around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it would not have been destroyed, Hadra Lamara. Be'ena, it would be returned intact to its owner. You have to give it back, right? So basically, when he actually destroyed it on Monday, that was phase two of theft, right? That was like sort of the conclusion of the theft. He stole it on Sunday, but he destroyed it on Monday, bringing it to the point of no return. That's an enhanced theft. That's theft to the next level. So it turns out that moment that he drank it, he broke it, that concludes his act of theft, of gezela. And therefore, he's chayiv, as per the value of the item at that moment. Utnan kol gazlonim, misham k'shas gezela. Mishnah says, you pay based on the value of the item that was robbed during, you know, the value that it had during the robbery, which in this case actually concluded on Monday. So that's if he broke it. Or he destroyed it. But let's say he didn't do anything to it. He just stole it on Sunday. It's from mail, and then Monday it just broke on its own. In that case, he's only responsible as per Sunday's value, because that's when he did the act of stealing. Mishalom Zuzah, he only pays one, my time, you know why? Hashali over Liblamidi. He didn't do anything past Sunday. Amaika Machavis Lay, so why is he at all obligated to pay? Because of Sunday's act. Ahishai to the Gazla, because of that moment of theft. Well, at that moment, it was worth $1. Aishata, Zuzu, the Shavya. It's only worth $1, so you pay it according to Sunday's value. Now let's take a close look at our Mishnah, which seems to be speaking about a very similar type of situation. Tanan. So we have a fellow who is Shaleach HaBipikadim. So Sunday he started using it, but Monday he destroyed it, or consumed it, or sold it, or got rid of it, right? Bishamai say, well, you pay the highest value. If it decreased, you pay the higher value. If it increased, you pay the higher value. But Basila disagreed. Tanan, Basila Abram, Kishasa Itso. You pay according to the moment of Itso. What does that mean? My Kishasa Itso. What does that mean? Ilam Kishasa Itso, Mino Ilam. Do they mean to say that you pay based on when you destroy the item? Now, what exactly happened? Did it increase? Or did it decrease? In value. Ubemai. You see, Beishamai speak about, they cover both possibilities. It went down since Sunday, when you began tinkering, or an absent Sunday. Uma ibechaser is Beis Hillel disagreeing with the first item on Beis Shammai's list. Beis Shammai say Yilka bechaser. So if on Sunday it was worth $2 when he started playing with it, and then ultimately on Monday when he destroyed it, it went down to $1. Beis Shammai say, well, you got to pay $2. And Beis Hillel seem to disagree. You're only paying $1 based on current value? Ibechaser. That can't be true. All agree that a gazlan is responsible based on the value at the time of the theft. Mikol man da'omer, is there any sheet, any opinion which disagrees with the Mishnah? V'atnan kol gazlanin mishalman k'shasa gzeil. We have a Mishnah Bava Kama. If the item decreased since the time of the Genevi, you pay based on former value, of course. Maybe us. Okay, so maybe Beis Hillel is disputing the second part of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said Yilke b'chaser, that we understand what that means. And then we have Ubi Yasser, to an increase in value. So let's say on Sunday when he actually started tinkering with the Pikadin, it was worth $1. On Monday when he ate it, it was worth $2. And come Beis Hillel, and they say Keshas, Hoitzo, you pay as per Monday's value. Well, that's exactly what Beis Shammai is saying. You always pay the highest rate. Bibi Yasser, Hainu Beis Shammai. So where's the disagreement? There's no much like this. Hello, Pshita Keshas Hoitzo, and Beis Balm. Apparently the words Keshas Hoitzo is not a reference to time of destruction, rather, time of theft. From the owner's house. Which basically means, in the case of a shomer, when he started diverting the item, when he started misusing the item. And as Rashi explains, the machlekes will be like this. The item increased in value since he started tinkering, since he started, you know, this act of gezeila. So on Sunday when he started, it was worth $1. On Monday, when he actually consumed the item, it was worth $2. Come Beis Shammai and say, guess what? You pay $2. You always pay the highest rate. And Beis Hillel disagree. They say, Kishas, so me Beis Habalim. That you pay based on when you started stealing it. Sunday's value. Why? Because that's when you actually stole it. And this is in direct disagreement with Rabbah. Remember with the barrel? Rabbah said, although you stole it then, but since you destroyed it now, that's phase two of that theft. That's the conclusion of the act of robbery, and you're culpable for now. Lema Rabbah damar ki Beis Shammai. Shall we say that Rabbah is not going like Beis Hillel, rather going like Beis Shammai, that you're responsible based on current value because of that enhanced act of gezeila that occurred now? Amalach Rambas, Rabbah will respond by saying like this. No, we don't have to learn the Mishnah this way. Let's learn the Mishnah in a way that Beis Hillel is consistent with my opinion. B'yeser koli amale pligid. All agree that if it increased in value, by the time he came to destroy it, all agree he'll have to pay based on the value at time of destruction, as per my opinion. Ki pligi b'chaser. Rather, the machlekes. Between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, our Mishnah pertains to a case where it went down, it decreased in value from when he started playing with it. Beis Shammai savri shtichu se'ad ene tzricha chisaron. Beis Shammai hold like this. That even though he was just, you know, touching it and using it, he didn't actually, you know, harm the item and damage the item. Shlichu se'ad, a shomer who misuses his authority, who uses the item, put into his care, he's called a shaleach yad. He's a gazlan. He has the status of a gazlan, even though he didn't do chisar. He didn't actually damage the item. So at that point on Sunday, when he started doing that, he became a gazlan. And therefore, he's responsible based on Sunday's value, as per standard gazlan procedure. V'chi chasar, and even though it decreased in value since Sunday, it's his loss. B'shusa d'day chasar. It went down on his balance sheet. But Beis Hillel savri still disagree. Shlichu se'ad tzricha chisar. To really become a shaleach yad and the status of a gazlan endowed on the shomer, he has to actually damage the item, and that only happened Monday. v'chichaser. So the decrease in value that occurred between Sunday and Monday b'shusa the marichaser. It's attributed to the owner. It was still his item, and therefore the shomer is not responsible. It says the Gemara, El Hadam Rava. What about Rava's halacha? Shlichu said ain't a chisaron. He said no. Shalech yad does not require chisaron to be considered shalech yad. You mean to say lema Rava the amar kebeishami? Rava is following beishami, which is unlikely. Typically, we pass like beisilo. So he can't learn the Mishnah this way. Elohach my skinim. So he has a different shot to the Mishnah. Oh, so what happened was he didn't really plan on taking it. He planned on borrowing. You know, this ladder that was entrusted in his care. He borrowed it without the permission. What status does a person have when he borrows without permission? Is he a gazlan and fully responsible for any ramifications or not? And that's what happened in our Mishnah. The Shomer took it for his own personal use, you know, temporary use. He's a gazlan, full gazlan, havi. And therefore, if it goes down in value, it's his loss. No, he's just a shayl havi. He's responsible, but he doesn't have the status of a gazlan, in which case, if it depreciates, he has to pay for it. No, any loss of value, the mora chasar is attributed to the owner. Really? Says the Gemara, Elahodem Rava. What about Rava, who told us elsewhere that Shoyel Shnei Midas L'Rabban, according to the Rabban, which is the consensus opinion, Gazlan Havi is considered a Gazlan. Do you mean that the Lema Rava Dama Ki Beishame? Rava is following Beishame's opinion, not Beisilo, which is surprising. Elo, says the Gemara, one final attempt at explaining the mission in a way which is consistent with all. Elahach B'Shvach Shal Gzela Kamifliki. No, we're not speaking about appreciation or depreciation, loss of value, gain of value. No, we're speaking about actual enhancement of the item itself. Shvach shel gzela kemifliki, offspring of the animal, sharings of wool. Who does that belong to? Beishamai savri shvach gzela denigzel havi. Beishamai hold that a person steals, or correspondingly a shelech yad was the status of a gazlan. He gets any of these products. Because it's a shinui, it's a drastic change, it belongs to him. And that's what Bishami meant when they say chaser. Chaser means shearings which are removed from the animal. Yasser, additions, offspring. He gets it. Ubisil Sabri, no, Shvach Gzela, the Nigzal. Sorry, so Bishami say, the Nigzal Havi. Sorry. Bishami say, it all belongs to the owner. The Gazlam is not kind of these things. He's not kind of through this type of, you know, change of appearance. It's not his. No, shvach gzela de gazlan havi. This chaser, this yeser belongs to the gazlan because it's considered a new entity. It's a shinoi. We plucked dan tanoi, and this machlekes actually corresponds to another machlekes. The Sani, we have a mishnah, a brisa, and Baba Kama goes lesach rochel. A person steals a sheep, gazazo, he shares the wool, v'yoda, or gives birth, mshalom oisa, v'esgiyaseh, come payback day. He's got to pay it all back. The animal, the shearings, the wool, the baby, divrei meir. He's not kindness with shinoi, or there's another pshat there because of a knas. We penalize him for stealing. Rabbi Daimer, gzela chazeres be'enel. No, you give back the item as it was when you stole. The rest you keep. And that's the machlokes in our Mishnah as well. Deikonami. In fact, the wording in our Mishnah indicates as such that rather than speaking about value fluctuations, we're speaking about actual additions that come through the animal. He loses the thing that he removed, meaning the sharings of wool, the added offspring. He loses that. He has to give it back. He keeps all that. He only gives back what he took from the owner. So rather than speaking about value related issues, because if it were so, the Mishnah would use different language. It would say zoil yoker. It wouldn't speak about chaser and yeser shmami. No, that proves our point. Over kibbe oimer kishas atzvia. He holds that, you know, if there's any fluctuations in value, you pay according to the value of the item when the when the claim is leveled against a gazlan. Interesting approach. It's not about value at the time of theft or, right? It's about when you drag them to the bezin. What's it worth now? That's the opinion that we adopt. Rabbi Kiva would agree if we have witnesses. How much the item was worth when it was stolen, then you go according to that value. My time, Rabbi Kiva, where is the source to this idea? The pasuk says, "Lasher loy, itnenu biyoy mashmas a day that he's considered guilty." So Rashi explains, when a personal claim was leveled against him, and he admitted, so he's paying as of today, and as of today's value. But when there are witnesses that are incriminating him based on the event that they witnessed way back then, since we have edim about that past event, so his guilt was triggered by that event through the edim, not because of today's admission, so you work on past value. Maushata, from that very back moment, he called him Rebbe. You're presenting this pshat? We have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Kiva's concept applies even when we have edim as to the event. My time, could the pasuk say so? He pays based on when he's incriminated, which is today. True, the edim relay the facts, but actually the bezin is, you know, is triggering the actual payment. So you have to pay based on today's value. So he told Rav Abba, next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, do me a favor, stop off by Rabbi Yaakov by Idi, who lived in Sur, Tyre, which is in southern Lebanon. Akif, take the long route, Asloma the Tzur, through the steep mountainous roots of Tzur. Please visit this chacham. Boy, and ask him. Did they ever hear from Rabbi Yochanan that in fact halach Rabbi Kiva? We pass him like Rabbi Kiva in this regard. Oh, you ain't halach Rabbi Kiva. Which way? Amalei, he says. So when the visitor came, Rabbi Yaakov told him, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan." I quote Rabbi Yochanan that halach Rabbi Kiva. Loila, we always follow Rabbi Kiva. Now, what does always mean? My loila, what's he coming to cover? Amar Vashi. Should I tell me? You shouldn't even suggest. When does this apply? When we don't have Edom to incriminate him. When we have Edom as to the value of the item when it was stolen. In that case, he pays based on the other value. No, that's incorrect. We follow Rabbi Kiva, which means to say that it's all based on current value. Vietnami. Another application to the word La'olam is referring to a different halacha. Suppose a shomer took an item, right? Used it and then put it back, placed it back in its location. And then it broke. He is responsible. It's not considered having been returned to the owner. Remember that machloket between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? We go as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel. To Amar Lebin Das Bailam. He says, you don't have to inform the owner that you returned the item. It's considered having returned it. No, Kamash Mal, the point there is no, Le'olam. That we always follow Rabbi Kiva in this regard as well. To Bina Das Bailam. Unless you inform the owner, it's considered still in your rishos. And when something happens, you're responsible. So according to this approach, we follow Rabbi Kiva. Rava Amar, but Rava disagrees. At least when it comes to the question of the value fluctuation in terms of a stolen item, Rava Amar Loch Kibes Hillel, that you always pay Kisha'as HaGazela as per the value of the item at the time of the theft. Okay, let's review today's daf. A fellow was entrusted with money. So if he's not meant to use it, he's just a shomer chinam. If he's actually using it with permission, he's a shayel, chayiv an oynes. What if he's allowed to use it? According to one opinion, he's just a shomer sachar. According to the other one, he's really a shayel, who's chayiv an oynes. We had a mishnah with a shaleach yad, we had Bisham, Bisilo, Rabbi Kiva. Ultimately, the Pshan, Bisham, Bisilo apply to shearings of wool. And offspring, who gets that? And Rabbi Kiva had a chiddush in terms of value fluctuation. Goes based on the value at the time of litigation. The maskana was halach kibes hilal, You go, according to the Shas, Hagezela. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.